Visitor Wang Jie is a fan of landscape design. He says Jinshou Valley is a must-see in the park.
It is novelty to me. They built the garden based on the existing topography. I've heard that this place used to be a landfill. It's good to see it's now been turned into a sunken garden.
It's hard to believe just a few years ago, this very land garden was a 13-meter-deep pit full of garbage covering an area equivalent to 20 football fields. The design of the sunken garden was inspired by the Bouchard Gardens in Canada. Xia Chenggang, one of the designers of the valley, explains more about the transformation.
Our initial idea was to turn the sand pit and the high-speed railway near it into a new city attraction, representing the future of the city. The Beijing Park represents Beijing's past and a splendid history. The two sites inherit the past and embrace the future.
Xia says there are more than 350 kinds of flowers and trees growing in the Jinshou Valley. Visitors can enjoy different views in different seasons. Advanced irrigation technology was also used. Details of each tree in the valley was fed into a computer. The system figures out how much water each tree needs. When it rains, the system can calculate how much rainwater a tree has absorbed and then readjust as necessary. The Jinshou Valley and nearby Beijing Park, featuring traditional Beijing architecture, were combined into a major attraction of the Garden Expo, known as Big Beijing Park Area. Xia Chenggang is also chief designer of the Beijing Park. He says the Beijing Park and the Jinshou Valley represent the city's past and future.
At the very beginning, when we stood in the pit and looked up, we could only see a horizontal skyline. If we hadn't changed the terrain, no matter how many trees were planted here, it would still look like a pit, at best a green pit. So our first step was to make the land look like it's undulating.
Covering an area of around 400 football fields, the Jinshou Valley is only a small part of the expo. Visitors can discover more in the coming months. For CRI, I'm Zhang Ru.